Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm the creator and the nexus of all this mayhem. Joe Tankersley has become our newest victim, the newest member of our brain trust. I think we're gonna hang on to him. Joe, we're like the Hotel California around here. When we find you, if you do good, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So I want to give you fair warning.
Well, I'm glad to be part of the party.
Well, we have fun around here. We don't do it at all. Reimagining our tomorrows, folks, is the title of Joe's book. Making sure your future doesn't suck. That'll tell you he's got a good attitude about this. Joe, I need your website again, please.
It's www.uniquevisions.net.
All right, so check it out. Joe, as I mentioned in the very beginning, I tried really hard to help small business owners do something that I think is the hardest thing for them. You know, we talk about hiring and firing and buying and selling and profits and social media and you know, competing against the big guy. We talk about all that stuff on the show, which basically I know that to some degree they can figure that out as they go through their business. But it's not instinctive. It's not intuitive for a small business who doesn't have enough help, doesn't have enough capital, always need more customers, doesn't know, you know, never always sure if they're going to make it or not, to think about, okay, I'm going to suspend my management brain and climb into another orbit where all I do is think about tomorrow, think about where we're going. That's the hardest, one of the hardest things for a small business owner, founder, entrepreneur to do is to get into the CEO mindset. Would you help them with that?
Oh, sure. You're certainly right. It is difficult. The first thing is just giving yourself the chance to be curious. What happens is you become an expert at whatever your field is because you have to. And every now and then you just have to get out of that field and look around and see what's going on in areas that seem to have nothing to do with the work you're doing. Because that's where you find the trends that are shaping the future. And if you can set aside some time to do that on a weekly basis or at least a monthly basis, read websites and magazines and journals that you would never read. That's part of it. Just start looking differently. And that helps you just get yourself out of being an expert and being more of a traveler into what's possible in the future. I think that's the first important step.
I love your comment about curiosity. I love your word curiosity. And maybe if we can convert that into an action thing, would be to say, all right, so what if they said, okay, I'm at my office on Sunday afternoon, nobody's here, I'm just going to be the CEO, I got the time in the room, I've gone on vacation, I've taken a weekend off or whatever, what's the first thing I do? I would say to them, look at your world, look at your industry, look at your competitors, look at your company, look at your organization, and say, what if? What do you think about that, Joe? Just start asking what if.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, the term that I use when working with the CEOs is, you know, sharpening your critical imagination. And part of it is the ability to say what if and just let any possibility sort of begin to build. And then you begin to sort of take a more critical approach to those possibilities. What would it take for that what if to happen? Mm-hmm. What would it take for your industry to change radically in the next 10 years,
right?
Both in terms of what you'd have to do with technology and what you'd have to do with your culture.
Well, and you could start with the positives. What if my biggest customer said, we want to double our commitment to you? What would you do?
So those
you
are know? The kind of positives that always terrify us, right? Because on the one hand, we really want to do it. But on the other hand, we know that requires us to take a leap.
Yeah, exactly.
And for me, that's what being a positive futurist is all about. You know, looking for a future that's just beyond your reach and then starting to build the mental case for how you'd actually get there. Because if you can't think through the steps to get there, then it's nothing more than imagination.
Right, exactly. So how long were you with Disney?
I was at Walt Disney Imagineering for 20 wonderful years. It was an exciting ride, without a doubt.
Give us one thing real quick. I got 20 seconds. What's the one thing you learned at Disney that you still use every day today?
The most powerful way to change people's behavior is by telling them a story about how the future is going to be different.
Tell them a story. I love that. That's what we have to do. Hey, Joe, good job today. Will you come back?
Absolutely. Anytime you want me to.
We've enjoyed having you. Joe Tankersley, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Reimagining Our Tomorrows. Find it wherever books are sold, and I recommend it to you fully. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.